So ran their talk. Meanwhile, Telemachus passed down the house into his father's large and high-roofed chamber, where in a pile lay gold and bronze, clothing in chests and stores of fragrant oil. Great jars of old delicious wine were standing there, holding within pure liquor fit for gods, in order ranged along the wall, in case Odysseus, after toil and trouble, ever came home again. Shut were the folding doors, close-fitting, double, and here both night and day a housewife stayed, who in her watchful wisdom guarded all. Eurycleia, daughter of Ops, Picenor's son. To her now spoke Telemachus, calling her to the room. Good nurse, come, drummy wine in jars, sweet wine, the mellowest next to that you keep, thinking that ill-starred man will one day come, high-born Odysseus, safe from death and doom. Fill 12, and fit them all with covers. Then pour me barley into well-sown sacks. Let there be 20 measures of ground barley meal. None but yourself must know. Get all together, and I tonight will fetch them, so soon as my mother goes to her chamber seeking rest. For I am going to Sparta and to sandy Pylos to try to learn of my dear father's coming. As he said this, his dear nurse, Eurycleia, cried aloud and sorrowfully said in winged words, Ah, my dear child, how came such notions in your mind? Where will you go through the wide world, our only one, our darling? High-born Odysseus is already dead, far from his home in some strange land, and now these men, the instant you are gone, will plot against you harm, that you by stealth may be cut off, and they thus share with one another all things here. Nay, stay you here, abiding with your own. You have no need to suffer hardship, roaming over barren seas. Then answered her discreet Telemachus, Courage, good nurse, for not without God's warrant is my purpose. But swear to speak no word of this to my dear mother till the 11th or 12th day comes, or until she miss me and hear that I am gone, that so she may not stain her beautiful face with tears. He spoke, and the old woman swore by the gods a solemn oath. Then, after she had sworn and ended all that oath, she straightway drew him wine in jars and poured him barley into well-sown sacks. Telemachus, meanwhile, passed through the house and joined the suitors.